We have a lot of announcements to go through today. First, today is the over and under soccer game after the church meeting today. So if anybody is interested, talk to Kristen Sandin after the service. And Kristen, do you want to stand up for a second? Are you in here? Not yet. Okay.
Bring your mic down just a little bit for
you. Do you have a new recipe you want to try? Have an old favorite you haven't made in a while? We have a perfect setting to bring either. The Fun and Fellowship Committee is planning a picnic potluck after the water communion service this fall. Mark your calendar to join us. We have Mark Flessert with us here today. He is our Family Promise representative, and we encourage you to stop and say hello with coffee today. Mark, would you like to stand up? Okay. Thank you.
I got involved with Family Promise when I was retiring, and Reverend Amy decided I needed something to do in my retirement. So she set that up for me. I was appointed to the board of directors, and on the board of directors, we were all asked to take specific churches and wanting to be a part of this church. And with Stephanie's ties here, she loves everyone here. So I volunteered to be with this church. So I want to thank you for all of your support to Family Promise and look forward to working with you. And I will try to make sure I get here when you are hosting families and try to bring Stephanie along as much as I can.
Thank you. Here's an opportunity to spend more time with other members of our church, be involved in our community, and be a presence for UUism. Have some fun, be outdoors, enjoy the summer, and fundraise for our church. Help out if you can at the Harland Piggly Wiggly Brat Fry, which will be in July, Sunday, July 3rd. And there are three shifts available from 9 to 11 a.m., 11 to 1, and 1 to 3. Piggly Wiggly supplies the food. We grill, serve, and have fun. You can sign up in the social hall or respond to the email that will be coming your way. Sharing the ministry sign up, it's time to start thinking about how you would like to lend your hand during the next year to help keep our church strong and vibrant. You can learn more about our church committees and work groups after service in the social hall. We hope everyone will sign up to help with at least one area of church life. It's a great way to help out, to make connections, and to have some fun. If you're planning on staying on the committee that you've been placed on, please still sign your name on the sheet. And if you have any questions, contact Lynn Smith or Lisa Alvarado, who are co-chairs of the Leadership Development Committee. On behalf of the high school youth group, Nicole Barra has organized a fundraiser to be held at Panera in Delafield on June 15th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Please bring a copy of the flyer or an electronic version to present when you place your order that day. Please see your email for the PDF of the flyer that was announced this past week, or copies are available at the back of the sanctuary today. They are raising funds for the many youth from LCUUC that are attending General Assembly this month to help offset travel and registration expenses. And today is our annual meeting, and it will begin promptly at 11:30 today. So after the service, go get your cup of coffee, take a quick break, and come on back so we can begin promptly at 11:30. Come back to the sanctuary. And it's very important when you come back into the sanctuary to actually sign in so that we know how many people are here, and then we will know if we have a quorum. There will be supervised childcare during the annual meeting by Mona Cicero, and the nursery will be open as well to take care of the younger kids. Today is our annual flower communion service. As you can see, if you have brought a plant or a flower, you can bring it onto the table or around the table during the prelude. And even if you did not bring a flower with you today, please participate in the flower communion at the end of the service. Come get a flower when you are called forward, because there are enough for everybody.
We come in a variety of colors and shapes and sizes. Some of us grow together in bunches. Some of us grow alone. Some of us are cupped inward. And some of us spread ourselves out wide. Some of us are old and dry and tougher than we appear. Some of us are still in the bud. Some grow low to the ground and some stretch toward the sun. Some of us just feel like weeds. Some of us carry seeds, sometimes at least. Some of us are prickly. Some of us smell. And all of us are beautiful. What a bouquet of people we are. So come and let us worship here together. Please take just a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to your neighbor. And if you did not get a chance to bring your flowers forward, please feel free to bring it forward and put it on the table now.
We speak different languages. We live on different continents. And yet we share a common love, a common faith, and a common destiny. We share a commitment to create a world where compassion guides us, where all are cherished, and all are free. We light this chalice in recognition of our enduring connections, in honor of our shared legacy, and in anticipation of the future that we will create together. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in singing our first hymn, Inch by Inch, Row by Row. Most of you already know this. It's been done by Arlo Guthrie, John Denver, and even the Muppets. The words are in your order of service. Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we work to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything we do. My name is Laura Levenhagen, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. No matter who you are or where you've come from, you are welcome here. We welcome those who have known nothing but acceptance in their lives, and those who have known the pain of exclusion and suffered disdain for their differences. LCUUC is a UUA-recognized welcoming congregation, which means we welcome and affirm all people, regardless of who they love or what pronouns they use. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service. And while you're there, stop by the welcome table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church activities, and we look forward to everyone joining in. To stay current on services, events, and activities, please check our webpage at lcuuc.org and like and follow us on Facebook. Please take a moment in this point of the service to silence all electronics that you have here with you today. We are so happy that you've chosen to celebrate and worship with us.
If you only believe and let it shine.
One of the ways that we take care of our community is by contributing to the food pantries in the communities around us. And we contribute both financially and by collecting non-perishable food items. So if you've brought food items, please give them to a child to bring forward for you. And I ask the children to come forward and enjoy a story. If I told you lately that I love you. And today's story is a traditional Jewish children's story. It's called The Best Flower in the Garden, a tale about the flowers who became something special when they came together in a bouquet. And yes, that's a translation. When summer came to an end, all of the flowers in the garden wanted to know which flower was best. And the pink roses said, "We are the best because we are the first flowers to bloom in the spring, so there." The white daisy said, "Oh no, we're the best. We are the absolute best. We have pretty flowers all year long, so..." The big yellow mum said, "Don't be silly. We're the best. We're the last flowers to bloom in the autumn." And each flower kept arguing that they were the best. But when people came to see the garden, they shut up. All the flowers were quiet, and they looked very proud, so that people would say they were the best. But one day the gardener came to the garden, and the pink roses fluffed their petals up so they would look good. All the white daisies stood up tall so they would look best. The yellow mums beamed in the sun. And all the flowers were sure that the gardener would say, "You are the very best," and the rest, well, they're just ugly. But the gardener only smiled and said, "Wow, look at all of my pretty flowers." And he took a basket and started to put the pink roses in it, and the roses were sure they were special. They got picked first. But the daisies just laughed. "Ha! You're not pretty enough to stay in the garden. Bye!" They got quiet when the gardener put them in the basket with the roses. Then the mum started to laugh. "Ha, ha, 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 ha. We told you, we're the best. We're the only flowers left." Then the gardener put the mums in the basket, and they shut up. And all the flowers in the basket started to argue again over who was the best. When the gardener got to the house, he put all the beautiful flowers into a vase. First he put the roses in, remembering they were the first flowers to bloom. Then he put in the yellow daisies and thought how wonderful it was to see them every day. Then he put the mums into the vase, and he was excited to see the autumn flowers. He'd been waiting all summer for them. He put the vase on the table and said, "I have the prettiest bouquet of flowers. Alone, each flower is the best, but together they look perfect." And suddenly all the flowers realized that all along each one was the best they could be, but it wasn't until the gardener made a bouquet out of all the flowers together that they became something special. And at last all the flowers were happy and stopped fighting and poking at each other. So thank you for listening to my story. And today you all are not leaving. You're going to go back to your seats because later we're going to do flower communion. So thank you all. And if you would go back to your seats. Thanks. A Unitarian Universalist took over an old and run-down and abandoned community garden. The beds were overgrown with weeds, the shed was falling down, and the greenhouse was full of broken glass. And during his first day of work, an elderly woman from the neighborhood stopped by. And she said, may you and God work together to make this a garden of your dreams. A few months later, the same woman stopped by again, and lo and behold, it was completely transformed. The shed had been rebuilt, the vegetables were growing, the greenhouse was reglazed, there were ripe tomatoes everywhere. Amazing, said the woman. Look what God and you have accomplished together. Yes, love, said the UU, taking off his bandana and putting down his hoe. But would you please remember what the place was like when God was working it all by himself? It takes the work of human hands and human hearts to make our garden grow. And so that we can care for our own plot, the morning offering will now be given and received. Thank you all so much for these gifts received and given for the life and the work of this community. This is the time in our service where we share together our joys and our concerns. Before the service, you're always welcome to silently light a candle at the candle table. But during the service, we speak aloud and we light candles together. So would anyone who has a joy or a concern, please raise your hand. The ushers will bring you a microphone. Please make sure you bring the microphone to your lips and tilt it slightly upward so that we can hear you.
Hello, this is Mark. Can you all hear me? So this is a letter written from one of my best friends, Jeanette Stoller, whose son should have graduated yesterday from Arrowhead High School. This is a time filled with graduations and celebrations of accomplishments with hopes for the future. This past weekend, my son did not graduate from high school. He isn't from the inner city. He isn't an impoverished black, Hispanic, or other struggling minority in our community. He didn't graduate because the system failed, because I failed. And we live in one of the best school districts in the state, and we have one of the best health insurance policies. And I am highly educated, gainfully employed, and provide a stable home environment. His story is one of hope, promise, opportunity, and a bit of affluence because of the hard work of his parents to rise above their upbringing. But his story was interrupted. The interruption, a few concussions in sports, possible bullying, along with the usual teenage angst that led to mental illness, anxiety, and depression. My son was an intelligent, personable child that I saw as a gifted scholar, musician, and athlete. He was a young adult with limitless potential. I still have hopes and dreams for him, but he thinks I hate him, and he believes he is worthless. I would like to blame myself, his school, his coaches, his teachers, his doctors. But in the end, I know it is he who needs to take responsibility. He needs to feel he has value and able to provide and adapt to society. As a mother, I need to continue to love him and have faith that he still has a promising life ahead of him. And this weekend, I'll remember that I still have my son, unlike so many others that have lost theirs to violence, drugs, incarceration, poverty, and difficulties I can't even imagine. Congratulations to the graduates and their families. Cherish every moment of how far your children have come and how far they still have to go, all with the promise of being able to make themselves and this world a better place. Your love and the support of the community is what will make the difference for all of our young people. Jeanette Stoller, Merton, Wisconsin. But I also have a joy. I would like to thank Matt and Carrie Dumas, Sheila Larkin, Jerry and Esther Flakis, Kristen Knurrt, Liz Kreml, Christy Bowden, Andreas Pack, John and Carol Kuhn, Elizabeth Hurry, Kristen Sanded, Kim Sewer, Fran Bills, Rick Sternkopf, Carol Gow, Claire Johnson, and Craig Howard. Their efforts and contributions and anonymous others, we broke the $1,000 barrier mark for NAMI and their goal of raising $175,000 for NAMI in Milwaukee. Thank you, all of you.
Hi, this is Brian, and I just like a candle lit in memory of Muhammad Ali. No further words are necessary.
And I'd like to make a little speech here. last week, I was walking down the street and just having fun and getting in the air. But all of a sudden, I came up to something, not looking at it carefully, it get your on my head, and it poked a little stick right through my nose here, between my head and my nose, and it came right through there, standing like that. And it didn't hurt me too much, but I had to go to doctors, and they were to look at it, it got around to you people, and you found out about it, what had happened to me, and it was wonderful. You were all so good to me, and I loved you all, and I got put together again, but it was a wonderful thing that you people are here. I love you all.
I have actually one joy and two concerns. I haven't been here for a while, so I had to save them up. Well, Jade actually has the joy, and that is that school's going to be out this week, so that makes her really excited. my two concerns are, well, the first one is a good friend of mine, I shared about her a couple of months ago, lost her battle with multiple myeloma a week ago, Tuesday, and the funeral was yesterday. It was pretty sad. And the last concern is that Scott's mom gave us a scare last weekend. She's had pretty severe COPD for a while, and she's got a lot of health concerns, but she was in the hospital and diagnosed with congestive heart failure. So she's got a lot that is on her plate. So we've got some aging parents issues that we're dealing with. So,
hi, this is Gus. And in the year 2000, on June 5th, I quit smoking. That's a joy.
This is Eric. I have a concern. You know, sometimes we forget that we live in community and we need to reach out and ask for help. So on behalf of a friend of mine, I'm looking for help with anybody who has experience with body modifications, specifically body piercings. Robin ran into a little bit of trouble last week trying to do his own nose piercing. So if you know of somebody who could help him out, please talk to him during coffee hour. He does not need to do this alone. He needs a hand.
Hi, this is Paula. And I had actually another joy I was going to share, but I'll do that another time because it's been trumped by having the joy of having Robin return. And don't do that anymore, Robin. And I was just talking with a friend about you a few weeks ago who also remembers going to your puppet shows when we were children in Milwaukee. So welcome back.
This is Robert. If you'd light a candle in memory of a little girl I met, Abigail, who was 6 years old, who passed away recently, and also in memory of another friend whose mother died this past week.
This is Al. A candle of joy for the value of ibuprofen. A candle of hope for the muscles, tendons, bones of the overs. And lastly, please, a candle of concern for the egos of the unders.
I'm sad that we're moving to Nicaragua for 2 or 3 years, and I had to say goodbye to my family and friends, and I'm really stressed right now. But I'm also happy that we're going, and it's going to be an adventure, so I'm really excited.
Hi, everyone. This is Chris. I'm way in the back. This coming week, I celebrate my 7th birthday as a breast cancer survivor.
All right. All right, and we light our last candle today for all of those joys and all of those concerns which we hold deeply, but which we have not been able to name aloud here today.
Our first reading is Blessing for Flower Communion by Michael DeVernon Boblett. Blessed be the flower that triumphs at last over the snows, over the centuries, over the heavy feet of cattle and of soldiers treading down the fragile places of the earth. Blessed be the flower that triumphs at last over the tangled branches, over the withered stem, over the tearing thorns of roses and of barbed wire. Blessed be the flower that triumphs at last, even over the hand that gathers it, cuts it off from life, from roots, from the memory and taste of iron and tears in the soil. Blessed be the flower that triumphs at last over the closed rooms that are not its home, over efforts to domesticate its wild truth, over the vain words of priests and poets. Blessed be the flower that triumphs at last over us, over pasts and futures, over words and silences, over deaths and lives and placing them all in their proper place, restoring to all things their joyful smallness. Blessed be the flower that triumphs at last. Here ends the first reading.
On a day such as this, may a great change come upon us. The sounds we have been hearing have been discordant. The sights we have been seeing have been violent. The words we have been reading have been hateful. And all this has been wearying, discouraging, distracting. In our hearts, we had a dream of love, and in our minds, we had a pattern of community. But this has been a sorry season of discontent, most difficult for visions. Today is a new day, truly an hour for hope and joy and gladness. Let us be thankful for the persistence of flowers and open ourselves to their long wisdom. Often they grow in spite of terrible winters and miserable summers. Strange beauty greets us in unexpected places, as if there is a particular grace that is stronger than our carelessness and our indifference. But when we tend our gardens with love and care, the reward can be greater than the effort. It is most wise to combine flowers and children in a day of celebration, for flowers and children ever speak to us of wonder and glory yet to be, of hopes fulfilled if we tend our gardens and our homes with patience and wisdom and love. Let us be silent together for a moment. Amen.
Our second reading is Garden Prayer by David M. Hurst. Early in the morning, before the children are awake, and while the grass is still dewy, I like to walk in my garden. It's my garden only because it shares the same small plot of land my family and I inhabit. The garden does not really belong to me. I belong to it, at least for the short time that I'm here. Today I'm still in my slippers and I have my first cup of coffee in hand. Much of what grows had been planted two or three homeowners ago. Some I've planted since our arrival. But if they belong to anyone or anything, the plants and flowering trees I come to see and smell, the viburnum, dogwood, magnolia, and crabapple, belong to the sun and the rain and the soil. These living things are a beauty, not of my making, though surely of my desire. At the moment, the rose bushes are in full burst of red and perfume. The hydrangeas are sure to open their moppy heads as soon as the sun falls upon them. The weedy-looking globe thistles are turning lovely blue and spiky. The foxglove, however, rules the garden. Its central stalk is 5 feet high and heavy with pink, scooped-shaped blossoms with charming freckles inside. I am awed by their abundance. I'd intended to walk the garden simply to wonder and observe. Ah, but there's a weed that must be pulled, and a stray stem that needs to be pruned, a blossom drooping and fading that should be snipped. So I set down my coffee cup on the back porch, grab a small pail, and go to work. I end up with muddy hands, wet slippers, and a pail full of weeds and trimmings. Why can't I simply observe and wonder? Won't the beauty of my small garden world survive without me? I step back to the porch to retrieve my coffee, now cold, stamp the dew off my slippers, and take one look back at the garden before I return to the house. The garden is no more beautiful now than when I first arrived. My weed pulling, pruning, and snipping haven't really improved the garden, nor made that much of a difference as far as I know. It's like prayer. The words I speak don't really change anything, but I know they change me. Here ends the second reading. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing Rainbow Connection. The words are in your order of service.
We sang a Pete Seeger song this morning, written by David Millett. Pete Seeger's done it, Arlo Guthrie's done it, John Denver's done it, the Muppets have done it, I've done it. It's pretty endless. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow, gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone please bless these seeds I sow, someone keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. It's a good metaphor for this year, for the last few years, because we have planted a garden and we've watched it grow, one inch at a time, one row at a time, one remodel at a time, one strengthening at a time, one committee at a time. A beautiful congregation. Every plant so very different. And yet, like in the children's story, your colors make a marvelous bouquet. May we continue to grow together year after year, inch by inch, one row at a time. May we find the rainbows that connect us. May we weather the storms. May we always be the lovers and the dreamers, the planters and the harvesters. And may we be the safe soil where everyone can grow. Today you've brought plants from home, beautiful and living and green. May those plants be a reminder to each of you that you are not alone. That no matter who you are, no matter where you've come from, no matter what you've done wrong this year or done right this year, no matter how much or how little you have or don't have, you're not alone. May the plants remind you each time you see them that you are part of a far greater garden of love and support and growth. And may they bless you. And now, in the words of Dr. Norbert Chapek, the founder of Flower Communion, I bless them, these flowers and plants which we have brought to share with one another. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy greater will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of the most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of one another's talents discourage us or sully our relationships, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. It's time for us to share in communion with one another, and I ask that each of you in turn approach our chancel table here today. Do it reverently, with a sense of how important this is, with a sense of how important it is that we face our world and one another with honor and gentleness and justice and love. When you come to the table, select any flower or plant, cut or potted, any one but the one you've brought. Take what appeals to you. Take the time to really see it. Note its shape and its beauty. Handle it carefully and with joy. It's a gift that someone else has brought just to you, and it represents their unique being and their choice and deserves your kindest touch just as they do. So I'm going to start with this group over here this time because I'm always prejudicial. I always start over here. So this time I'm going to start with this group. And if you would, go ahead. If you would come up and choose your flower and just go back to your seats once you've picked your plant. our musicians would like to come up and get a plant as part of communion. In the name of Providence, which implants the seed of the future in the tree, and in the hearts of humanity, the longing for people to hold dear. In the name of the highest spirit of life, in the name of humanity, in the name in which we move and which makes family of us all, in the names of the sages and the great religious leaders who sacrificed their lives to hasten the coming of peace and justice, let us renew our resolution to live and work and play and worship together, regardless of any kind of bar or difference which estranges us one from another. In this holy resolution, may we be strengthened, knowing that we are indeed one people, one bouquet, one spirit of love, and trying evermore for a better and more joyful life together. Amen. I'm going to ask that you rise in body or spirit and join in singing our closing hymn this week, Love Has Broken Down the Wall. The words are in your order of service. And we're going to form a circle around the perimeter of the church. And we're going to end the year as we began it, all together. And Doug, do you have any specific instructions for us, or are we just good to form a circle and go with it?
Form a circle. The choir's going to sing a few times to get you in the mood. I'll direct you when to come in. And the song guys, make sure we got our sound up.
Coming around here.
We know that word.
We don't fit around the perimeter well anymore.
Love has broken down. Love.
grow in love and bloom in the welcoming soil of this community. Peace, and may it be so.